April 20th, 2010, is the Watt from Pedro Show.
Yeah.
Watt from Pedro Show, April 20, 2010, but I ain't in Pedro. Nope, I'm doing this show here from hotel at the Charles de Gaulle Airport, just northwest Paris in France. Now, I was supposed to be in my Pedro town Sunday, which was day before yesterday, but this volcano came up. Let me try and say it here. I wrote down the pronunciation. Aya Fayet La Coot. Aya Fayet La Yakut. Something like that. It's an Icelandic speak. It's a volcano in Iceland that went off about 6 days ago. Woke up after 190 years, I think, being conked. By the way, the last time it was up for 2 years, but it put a big plume of ash in air. It grounded all the jets. And Saturday, we got done with our fourth and final Stooges gig of this run. All of them being in France, all good gigs. I mean, I had some anxieties. You can read about thoughts, if you want to call them that. I chimped out what I could in a diary up on the Hoot page. HOOTPAGE.com. There's diary there for me playing with this Stooges. First full gigs of the 2010. Mr. James Williamson on guitar now, and I'm doing Ronnie's bass lines for the Raw Power stuff. Very emotional for me. Not the first gig, because the first one was back in November. I don't know, 4 months ago, 5 months ago, Sao Paulo, Brazil. And in fact, that was so emotional, I didn't write a diary for it. But there's some chimping up there if you want to go see it. Anyway, we got done Saturday, and it had already gone off, but we didn't know how heavy. My thoughts, before my thoughts, I should tell you what we played. We started the show off with John Coltrane doing Mr. Day, which is also known as 1 and 4, because you can hear those accents on the 1 and 4, right? That's my guess. It's the version that's on the Like Sunny album. Actually, there's a song called Mr. Knight, but with a K, you know, like the guy on the horse. And it's kind of like it, too. But anyway, after that, we played Time Machine by Shitstorm. Speaking of which, shitstorms. Nature is a powerful thing. And so I can't get too upset on it, you know, like I have any right to control. I mean, it is a powerful thing. And, I didn't get to go back to my Pedro town, but really not stressing on it. For one thing, close enough a train ride to one of the, you know, prettiest towns, Paris. Like today, I went there and went to the Museum of Arts and Technology. And, man, some incredible stuff, you know. Trying to measure stuff and be a laboratory and, man, getting a handle on measuring things to coming up with communication and power and all kinds of inventions and tons of little models there and then real dealios, typewriters, telegraphs, cameras, engines, alternators, generators, cranes, lathes, airplane, car. They had this one bicycle, a motorized bicycle, but they put the motor in the front wheel, you know, where this, like the cylinder's going like the spokes, you know. Just all kinds of ingenious stuff. Had Foucault's pendulum, you know, where he proved that the Earth actually did rotate. And just a lot of neat stuff there. And it's a beautiful town. Last night I was there with Brother Steve McKay. We were speaking last show. We did the remote from Borges, France, and had Kamilski, the Czech buddy of ours. And we were talking about a gig we did at Cave 40. Cave is like the basement, you know, French. And, well, we had a similar gig last night right downtown Paris, you know, not too far from the water, the river, Seine. And same thing, except I had to borrow bass. Boy, it was a tough one, but everyone knows it. Poor Carpenter playing his tools. Actually, before that, I got to have a great chow in the, North by Northwest part by the Garibaldi station. Tonkatsu. I got to have tonkatsu in Paris. It was very good. Giron and his wife was a friend of Eko-san's, and their little boy, Rolo-chan. I think he's 3. Interesting cat. And also Giron's cousin and a buddy of hers, Olivier. He's the one who helped me to the museum, actually gone there. I've considered it many times, but, you know, the Louvre and those kind of things. But I'm so glad he gave me the recommend because, yeah, it is very happening. And so it's not like this is a total prison. A lot of people had it really bad, especially transit people. You know, they were sleeping on the deck of these ports and stuff. And other people scrambling around to get home. And all that was waiting for me. And Pedro was, you know, my kayak and my bike, which I love much, and, you know, but we've been blessed with the weather. It's been like Pedro weather here the whole, I don't know, it's coming on 2 weeks now I've been in France. Europe in April can be rainy, so very lucky that way. So I'm not all bumming on it. And there's supposed to be a flight out tomorrow via Detroit back to L.A., but if it don't happen, I just wait. The next thing's going to be Madrid on the 30th, and then we do those, well, they're all important gigs, but these Hammersmith Apollo things with doing the Raw Power album, and then all tomorrow's party, and then come home again. But, you know, nature's going to have a way, in a volcano, I mean, that's part of the very fabric. Hell, let's play some music.
Thank you. Thank you.
Okay, Watt from Pedro Show. We just heard Abo Aku. Boris, we play a bunch of stuff from Japan. And by the way, at the end of the show, we got another Pinhead from Asia segment, number four. So, but this is this part of Asia. Before Boris, we had Flat Chested by Nightwalker. And Soul Hall from the new Hunahum album, which is a great album. Hunahum, I had the great pleasure playing with them cats maybe 26 months ago. Yeah, in Tokyo, Roppongi Park. Mr. Mike Kubik of Fresno, California runs a pad there, now a resident of that land. And we start off with Springlike by Yuki Kawana. Since, yeah, very spring-like weather here in Paris. And very grateful for that. You know how I'm spoiled by my San Pedro, California weather situation. So, you know, I've been taking pictures of airplanes taking off. There's planes taking off now. Not a lot, but some. So maybe I do get out tomorrow. I don't know. Like I said, I'm not going to sweat. I'm not going to stress. Whatever will be with this. Kazan. I think that's a Japanese word. Or volcano. If I remember right. Jose says I'm a word collector. Brother Steve's going to take a bus down to Porto in Portugal to record and play a gig with his friends down there. Unfortunately, San Francisco buddy Scott Neidiger not going to be able to make it. Was grounded a few days ago. So there's some music situations. Who knows what will happen. Even if Stooges lose gigs, which would be sad, but you can always make a big gig, you know, hopefully, if you're around to play it. Yeah, you know, speaking of gigs, this last one was in Lille, I think you say, in the northern part of France, like near the Belgian border. Like I said, you can read about this on the Who page, but man, I blew some clams. I was told right before the gig we were going to record this. We weren't. The people at the venue were, and they're going to give it away on USB sticks to people walking out of the gig. And at the last minute, I got kind of self-conscious, I don't know, or something. You think after enough years of this, doing gigs and working bass, and especially working for the Stooges, that I would have it together enough. Not to be a spat, but it got some good advice. I mean, I wrote about it, but see, Mike Bloomfield told him once that song's like a sandwich. You know, if you have a good piece of bread on each side, in between, you can have some clams. Which is, I think, I'm referring to beginning and ending, you know, you're sharp. But I just always want to do good for them, you know. So I list the clams in my chimping, like, contrition statement. part of this is not a self-flagellation kind of thing. It's I feel like if I acknowledge these clams, maybe it'll be harder for them to happen in the same exact place again. You know, I don't know. It's just like, man. You know, the focus. I get carried away with that band. It's very emotional for me. Not like that's any excuse or anything, but man, can it be tough? Actually, any gig for me. when I get back, I don't have any. I did that on purpose. I didn't foresee this situation with the volcano, but I just thought it was a little tight in between, and I don't know. Just didn't know. I do have some in May. And I'm happy to say that I worked it out with Brother Tony in Brooklyn, Studio G. I put that bass and mix up my third opera. And got pretty planned out now for October 21st to November 7th, a debut of that third opera. It'll be a Japan tour with Light, my good buddies there. And we're working on another thing, too, to make it a threefer. But can't tell you yet. But to do a three-week tour, that's pretty intense. Because, yeah, that's a lot of gigs for that land. But we're going to make it happen. The Light Brothers touring with me found it interesting to play a lot. And in a row every night. And, God, their spirit was so good. And it was their idea. So I said, okay. I'll show you some stuff from old day. Here, let's play some more music. What from Peter's show.
Sorry, it didn't break, bitch. I tried. That was a weak fucking pussy throw. That's right. I'm a fucking pussy bitch. Okay, go ahead, bitch. Play this damn song. I'm a fucking pussy. boyfriends all night long. None of them would be as good as this bitch has written. Ding dong, motherfucking ding dong. My man is a ding dong. That's right, this bitch wrote that down. That's right. I ate ding dongs when I lived in the Mission as a little girl across from Thrift Town. We ate a lot of fucking ding dongs.
Is that true?
Yes,
so true.
Bitch knows, man. She knows. Obviously, she dated a few ding dongs. But we could sit here and talk ding dongs all night long, and all we would get is a tummy ache, I guess. Okay.
You'd be so lucky.
You would be lucky. If we considered you a ding dong worth singing about, obviously. Oh, wait. What's up, man? You're not having a good time? What? What? Have I not shown enough tits? What the fuck is wrong, man? What is wrong? There's not enough boobs on stage? Wait, we only have time for two more songs. Is that what you're actually trying to say?
Yeah, going back to Detroit City. Such a long time that I've
something cool. Bring on the stars, they fall like leaves. Autumn, cause these are dead. Cause these are dead. Cause these are dead. Violets and vicodin. Birds exercise their wings before they have to flee. Towers start to fall, languages are to fall, smoking smoke from the head.
Watt from Pedro Show. Started that off there with something live up in San Francisco. Johnny Get Angry by Girls with Guns. That singer there with the very interesting banner, Snake Finger's Daughter. Well, look at this. Two planes getting towed out in a row. All right. Yeah, the window of this tail here, you know. I'm looking right out on tarmac. And then we heard Back to Detroit by Nikki Corvette. I think she's going to be touring Japan soon. Then Painmaker by Invisible Lions. And finally, Mud and Magnolias by Cities in the Wilderness. Yeah, are we coming up near? Yeah, we're coming up near the end of the first hour already. April 20, 2010, live from Pedro Show. April 20. It's Mr. Iggy's birthday. 63 years old. I do believe it's today. I'm terrible with dates. But it was funny, you know, just before this leg we were doing Prac the week before, West Hollywood, and he said, yeah, I hear this rumor that in some kind of magazine interview, or peace, whatever. Think peace. I'm not doing any more stage dives. Well, I got news. He did three of them Saturday. One of them was funny, you know. He like launched the mic in one direction, dove the other. He was trying to fool old boss Eric there a little bit, and I also got the mic chucked at me, hit me in the hip, but. Not bad. I think it was in it. I got it right. But at the end of the first hour, April 20, 2010, Watt Pedro Show. Hold tight for hour two. April 20, 2010, it's the second hour of the Watt from Pedro Show.
Locked up in my house again and locked.
Watt from Pedro show. Start off the second hour there with Jose by Sloth Bear. Now, nothing against my good friend Jose there in Angel Park, London. In fact, I'm hoping next week when I get to London for those Hammersmith Apollo Raw Power Stooges gigs, and we can do a radio show. And yeah, I ain't seen any Sloth Bear. Those cats sent me, I played something on the show from them, and they got a new album. They said, hey, check this out. But speaking of Jose there in London, Jose Ros, he's been a guest on the show before. One time in his hometown, Valencia, but other pads too. I think Benicassim, which wasn't too far from there. And then in London. Yeah, in months in Tokyo. Yeah, a few months ago when he was visiting his in-laws. But I want to get, you know, he used to do music. Compose and play and stuff. And he got bummed out on it. He, what do you call it? The toilet circuit or something like. I mean, he done the toilets. I still do it. Fuck it. No problem. But anyway, I want to get him back and recording and stuff. So I told him, just go for it. And I'll put bass on it. And you can have the last say. Just let your freak flag fly. I think he's worried about what it has to sound like. He should just let it go. Should listen to that Funanari stuff. Okay. Then we heard Locked Up by Black Damn Boots. That's an Orange County band. And Shaded Day, Mike Mackey, he's from up in Canada. I think Toronto. Or is it Ottawa? Is it Ontario? So I have the province, right? It's Canada or something. And that's his solo thing because he says it wasn't right for his band or something like that. He's into the Boston Red Sox a lot. I know that. Then we heard Rock and Roll God by Jimmy Ohio. I think he's from Ohio. And finally, Blood Silk Road by Goliath Bird Eater. Yeah, this idea of just letting the freak flag fly, you know? And not trying to second guess yourself. This was, I'm not saying not that I invented this shit or anything, but it's something I stumbled on with the punk movement. I mean, there were several bands with sounds that I really liked, but I think the key component that really blew my mind about the movement was the empowerment, and it wasn't so much the idea of a punk style of music, unless you said it was that kind of a flair or some kind of, I don't know, thought behind it or action behind it or... It actually wasn't like what we call nowadays genre or marketing people succeeded in foisting on as genre. It was just this idea of, I don't know, blowing minds. There was a big deal, I remember, about, I guess people still talk about this, good music, you know, this thing about aesthetics, which, you know, probably it should be a, since so much is under control from other things in your life, why not that be a battleground too as far as your decision making? But if you're empowered to also make on it, well, you know, no, even as a listener, I think you should like be bald face up front about it with yourself. The peer pressure, maybe. But you look at the positive side, folks. Can turn you on things you ain't heard before. Now, the compelling reason or whatever that beat down of your ego or your self-esteem, or maybe a reaction against that is, God, I was reading this thing about the cat who shot Dimebag Darrell. It wasn't because maybe that cat thought he broke up the band. It was like maybe he thought You may say my theory, but they could read his mind with stealing the lyrics. I mean, it ain't funny because people got shot, and that man, too, was shot. I think he was thrown out of the service, too. But get back to my point. Second guess yourself too much. And also the component of the collaboration, I think, lends itself. I mean, it's a big risk. I mean, it's a big risk to go out on your own, but also go with other people. Because then there's the, notion, the practice of compromise or something. Master slave. However you want to work. You know, socialist republic, federalism, I don't know, dream by committee. One guy does something, somebody reacts, the other guy, you know, what? I'm exploring it too. It's not like I got it figured out. But much respect to Jose if he wants to get back on that horse. Sometimes it's only a part of the youth and you lose it. So maybe going back, which is what the theme of all men in a midlife crisis. But he's not there yet.
いいね。完璧。いいね。 Thank you. 지옥. 아침에 일어나서는 지난밤의 꿈을 기억하지 못해요. 그거 참 안타깝군요. 지난밤에 무엇을 꿈꿨는지 알 수 없으니 참으로 안타까운 일입니다. I sleep at night. I don't remember my dream.
Juan from Pedro show. Finish up the second hour of, well, that music block there. We just heard Melodica Store by Industrika. Melodica is, you blow into it and you play it with the keys. But not like flute, you know. It's got like actual keyboard. Speaking of which, I saw in the Museum of Arts and Industry here, Paris, a telegraph machine had a keyboard for the letters and genius stuff. So stenography machines and just all this way of communicating. Gramophone, some French versions, the wax cylinder trip. Actually, that began the idea of capturing music on a medium. Before that, all music had to be performed. There was a short space there before it with written music. People had score sheets and shit. But if you look at the whole scope of human involvement with music, how far back does it go? Was the baby crying the first song? Or is the mama giving birth? Or and daddy collaborating? Was there some hollering? Okay. Before that, we heard Pyrius. Pyrius. That's the problem with English, huh? We don't have a consistent pronunciation because we're made of a lot of different languages. But it's from Amateur Amplifier. And before that was Taka-san. Yeah, his project there at the Prac Pad. He's got by 7th Street Bridge called Satire. He's got a name for it now, Satire. And that's a tune called God's Gift. And maybe something to do with the Pope visiting Malta or something. Or before he did. Or after he did. And then Mini Queenie by Akiko Tsuruga. For Pete Mazich there, because, you know, he wails on the Hammond B3. And it wasn't Queenie Meanie, it was Meanie Queenie. And Me Tome before that in the twilight. Yeah, there. I just took a peek at the Miss Pin stuff from Pinhead from Asia segment, and a lot of Nihon, so I didn't know, you know. And the one that kicked it off, too, was a band from that land. Wakine. I've played a lot of their stuff because I really dig it. It's a trip. And they did 0 o'clock now. She really didn't have to give us... No, she did have to because that's where she's from. And is, but a lot of Asia with this show. And my being there, visiting that land is very narrow. Still no India, no China, no Singapore, no Malay, no Thai, no Taiwan, only Australia, Japan, no Indonesia, and all the millions of islands, Micronesia and Polynesia. And then the other stuff too, you know, Mr. Genghis, his frolic zones or whatever, all those peoples. I'm interested, you know, the Sagodi Cats, Italian band, they traveled through some of them parts. You know, like the dream I got of doing a real America tour. One time I'm going to do North, Central, and South America, one tour in the boat, in my van, Pan America Highway. You know, I seriously, seriously believe everyone's got something to teach me. And in order to really test that, I got to put myself out there with everyone. Not a big Nuremberg rally, but, you know, little pads, all the lands, stuff like that. And, it's powerful hankering in me to do. I also like revisiting pads too. Because nothing stays the same. Just because you've been there doesn't mean that's the way it is. Things are dynamic, they're in flux. Like weather. Alright? It's the end of the second hour, April 20, 2010, Watt Pedro Show. Hold tight. Hour three. April 20, 2010. It's the third hour of the Watt from Pedro Show, and I'm very honored to bring segment number four of the Pinhead from Asia, the segment featuring Miss Pen. We'll be right back.
与了 Ilate Cuckoo and an instrumental track called 国王的飞马 King's Flying Horse, taken from the second album of Taiwan's first all-girl indie band, Ladybug, 瓢虫乐团。And now you're listening to Pinhead from Asia Segment, episode 4, recording on April 15th, Jackie Robinson Day, also the day when Joey Ramone joined the rock and roll heaven.Anyway, the first two tracks were kind of like a recap of what we've been playing from the last episode. I guess I'll give you a few more Taiwanese indie stuff in this episode. Next song is called 幽闭恐惧症候群 translated as Claustrophobia by Peppermint Boy. Well, I must apologize for not playing any track by Goodbye Now until episode 4. I did mention them briefly in the first episode of Pinhead from Asia segment, but at that time I mentioned my drummer's band, and I played a collaboration piece with him from my musical project, and I forgot to mention my project's name anyway. Goodbye Now is an experimental, idiosyncratic, uncharacteristic, spontaneous performance art-inspired band from Taiwan. To tell the truth, any adjective would do. What I like about them is that no matter how outrageous they are, they portray a sort of slice of life sense that is very unique and very Taiwanese. Currently, I'm borrowing their drum shower for some improvisation-based projects since 2008, like I mentioned before. And you know, not even the band members knows if Goodbye Now is still active or not. I give you two tracks to start with today. That will be Du Fu and Sugar Cane's In the Night, both by Goodbye Now. American free jazz violin player Billy Bing visited Japan in 2008 and did some show with jazz drummer Shoji Hano. They also went in studio and recorded some material together. The result was this collaboration CD called East Meets West Four Seasons with special guest Kimiya Sakaki. I was lucky enough to receive a copy from Mr. Shoji Hano himself. Gave it a good listen, real wonderful stuff. You are listening to the first track of the album, Spring Halu, of course.
Thank you.
Well, I'm a huge fan of Jojo Hiroshige and Hijo Kaiten. It's been like 7 or 8 years since I first came across Hijo Kaiten's absolutely impeccable, absolutely dynamic sublime of noise. But I'm not going to play any Hijo Kaiten tracks to you since I have a bunch of other stuff to offer. So why don't we give a shot for something different, something also features Jojo and something also released under his Alchemy Records. Here is Improvisation Anarchy by Ultra Bidet. And after that, please get ready. I'm going to show you something really amazing. that was Ultra Beatles Improvisation Anarchy and a track from this crazy Japanese band called Daisaku and Prostitute, taken from their 1981 release called Shinu Made Odori Suzukete. I should be beheaded because I didn't know anything about Daisaku and Prostitute until yesterday when my friend prompted me by MSN talking about this rare vinyl he orders from Japan. The same friend that hooked me up with tracks from Metro Fire Sakamoki songs in episode 2, if you remember. What can I say? It's bad. It's real bad. I didn't know them and I still don't have their albums because it's everything I like and nothing I can expect. It re-innovates the term no wave. Well, in a more exaggerated way, I would say. Cognitively, it gives the meaning of no wave a new parsing in my brain. I think that's when you are really digging the essence of something. So, what do I know about music? Nothing. What do I know about no wave? Nothing, because everything codified is shiftable. Wow, it's an album as old as me. Anyway, remember, always do melting slacking when you're working in the office. Okay, I'll give you another track from Daisaku and Prostitute, and it's absolutely amazing. you guys still remember Green Machine? There is Japanese heavy doom stoner trail. I remember Men's Wing Rockers did release their best work called DAMN. I got into them a couple years ago through some flyers that came with the CD that I ordered either from Enoxia Records or Daymare Records from Japan. Well, it's kind of cool. It's analogous because Green Machine obviously is derived from the song by Caius, right? And then Boris is from Melvins. Then you have Sun dedicated to Earth. You have this illusion or revision process going on. And we audiences benefit from this kind of phenomenon because we end up knowing two bands at once. And you know, here we are kind of remapping the world by mentioning these bands that are related to each other. It's a different version of East meets West. Pinhead, well, Pinhead's from Hellraiser, but that's not the same, that's pure parody. My favorite Green Machine member is the drummer. I read it somewhere that he's also highly inspired by the drumming of Nakamura Tatsuya. Wow. The former member of Blanket Jet City, Nakamura. Well, BJC is definitely my favorite band too, but sadly they are history now, and Green Machine is disbanded too, and Ladybug is disbanded too, and Goodbye Now, well, you tell me. So there you go. Whatever you've heard that's new to you could be used in Asia. Pinhead from Asia segment is at this island of misfit toys. The island is this wasteland and it's called Taiwan. I collect bands that are long forgotten and musicians that nobody gives a damn. Kinda sad but I enjoyed it cause it's either this or the Hellraiser series. Anyway, I'll give you something from the first track of DAMN by Green Machine. Start up the show with a track by Taiwan's indie punk legend LTK 卓水西公社。The title is called 晚安台湾 Good night Taiwan. The lyric is written in Taiwanese, the so-called Southern dialect, which is different than Mandarin dialect. And also the lyric features several key terms referring to Taiwanese cultural aspects, such as street food stands and temple festivals and oldie song titles and so forth. It is a song dedicated to our blue-collar workers who are probably still working, driving on the road while listening to the song even when it's very, very late. Pinhead from her original Pinhead from Asia segment would also like to say hello to Taiwanese workers and Taiwanese friends all around the world. 大家晚安大家您好 What else can I say? Okay, 자바긴군 I hope you enjoy the show. I'll see you next time.
Watt from Pedro Show. Thank you very much, Miss Penn, for once again enlightening us. To, music's from your mind window, your perspective, your situation. Very interesting. Yeah, and your analysis too. And sometimes I'm wondering, are you reading off a paper? I will tell you this. By the stutter and stammer of my baka talk, no. My shit isn't scripted or written. If yours is, so be it. It's okay. Would be good contrast to have thoughts that are together, not just spacing out or unraveled or trying to get it together. Everybody from Charles de Gaulle Airport here in northwest of Paris, not too far, half-hour train ride. But maybe in Pedro soon. It's been the April 20th, 2010 Watt from Pedro Show. Keep your powder dry.